As Egypt turns from revolution to reform, the world is watching the development of a democracy in its infancy. Military rulers announced this week that presidential elections will be held by November. It's a good month for presidential elections. But a referendum vote on the Constitution held on March 16th has pitted the young digital protest leaders against the military and religious interests. It has also called into question the role that young activists will play in forming the new government. Joining me now is one of the leaders of that movement, a young woman who has come to be known as Facebook Girl, Egyptian human rights activist Esra Abdel Fattah. Also joining me is Neil Hicks, international policy advisor for the human rights group Human Rights First. Welcome, both of you, to WNYC. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Esra
Abdel Fattah, so nice to have you. And there was a sense among most people watching here in the United States that the Egyptian protests were led by a group of people who were using social media and that Facebook was like a magic catalyst for these protests. But you're a co-founder of a movement on Facebook, which was actually started 3 years ago in 2008. Yeah. Tell us about the April 6th youth movement that dates back that far.
Yes, we actually started our using the internet or the social network, to be a tool for us to help us to how we can organize ourselves and how we can use these tools to campaigning and to encourage people to participate in the political events. And we started, I with my colleague Ahmed Maher started it in 6 April 2008. And created a Facebook group to encourage people to participate in the general strike in Egypt against the sharp increasing of prices in that time. And again, there is a lot of campaigns after 2008 using the tool of the network, the social network, like Al Baladai campaign and like Khaled Said campaign. And recently, it is the 25th revolution in Egypt. We also use social media, Facebook and Twitter, to encourage people to participate and to make a campaign through this network.
Let me help you fill in some of that history, because I understand that you were the co-founder of that movement in 2008. You were arrested for a time. There was a series of strikes and labor actions by textile workers, which led to a general strike and then a big government crackdown. You mentioned Khaled Said. He was a student killed in Alexandria, and that led more people to build networks on Facebook, secular, pro-labor, overthrow of Mubarak networks. And do you think it was a gradual build-up from that to what happened in January of this year?
Yes, exactly what you said.
And Neil Hicks, now that the country is transitioning and a vote was held on March 16th, perhaps the first semi-legitimate vote in the country, but the results seem to be that there's more influence from the Muslim Brotherhood and the military and less from the young protesters, either because that's the way the country is actually divided or because of the nature of the way this referendum was set up. What's your analysis of the referendum vote, and does it doom the movement and the outcome of the presidential elections to be, you know, more hardline from a religious and military standpoint in nature?
I think we should be very cautious about making predictions about what might happen, because surprising things happen every week and indeed every day. It's understandable, I would say, that many people in Egypt are keen to move on with the transition, to move beyond military rule that they have at the moment and to have a return to civilian government. So I'm sure that some of the sentiment that drove voters in the referendum was a desire to move forward with this transition which they have been promised and bring an end to the disruption that has been sweeping the country for the past several months.
So you're happy enough with the referendum and its outcome?
I don't really want to judge that. I think it's what we're seeing now is two steps forward, one step back, sometimes two steps backwards and one step forward. It's going to be a confusing time. Democracy is a confusing process. And as we see democracy building, it's not going to be as predictable or as reassuring from a U.S. perspective as authoritarian rule often was.
Esra, what about you as Facebook girl? Are you concerned now that the nature of this referendum makes it likely that the government will be formed without the young, the young secular leaders like yourself having significant roles?
Actually, I have my own analysis about the referendum results. I cannot consider that is the referendum result is meaning that is the majority are saying yes for the referendum amendments, because I think the 70% of the people who are saying yes for this are not the majority of them is the Muslim Brotherhood, but the majority of them, they are the people who are seeking for stability in Egypt, and they are thinking that it is the first and the fast way to have stability. And those people who are voting for yes, the majority of them who are not have any political background at all. I don't think that the Muslim Brotherhood will take the majority in the political reform and the next steps towards the political reform, because I think the real political represented in the streets or in the parliament or in even in Tahrir Square or even in the referendum result is about between 30 to 35%.
So but you're still optimistic?
Yeah, I am still optimistic. The thing which I am afraid of is the appearance of the Salafis in this period, because I don't know what is the exact power of these Salafis.
Tell our American listeners, Esra, who are the Salafists?
The Salafis who are the people who are more restricted, more traditional people, Egyptian people, who are looking forward to transfer Egypt to controlled or ruled by the Sharia. And they don't have any relations, and they cannot accept any people, any Egyptian people from the other religions. And this is the point which I am afraid of, because I don't know why I have a big question with why the military given them this space to appear in media and appear in the real life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why, if they use them or what.
Neil, from Human Rights First, it was announced on Wednesday, as I mentioned before, that there will be presidential elections by November, so at most there are 8 months to prepare. And I could see a human rights group taking a position either way on this. Either, one, you don't want to delay the first major elections in a new democracy very long, because you don't want to give the army a chance to get entrenched and actually thwart the democracy. On the other hand, people are very concerned that because it was set up so quickly, those who are well organized today, which is almost only the Muslim Brotherhood and the remnants of Mubarak's party or the army, have such an advantage that they're going to be the ones, you know, much more likely to take power. Do you have a position on that?
We don't have a position, but it's certainly a concern. I mean, there has already been some postponement of the election timetable. Initially, it was planned to have parliamentary elections as soon as June, and now they have been pushed back to September. And to have the presidential elections originally in September, and now they've been pushed back to November. There may be further slippage, which wouldn't be a bad thing, we think, because now there are many new political parties forming that previously were not permitted to form, and they need time in order to get organized, to organize their leadership, to become nationally present, so that they have a chance of winning a decent number of votes in the elections.
Esra, I understand you met with Hillary Clinton on March 15th in Cairo. Is that right?
Yes, right.
What'd you talk about?
Already, we talked about the situation in Egypt and what we are seeking for or looking forward in the next steps of the revolutions. And we talked about that is the youth people. We talked about that is there is a very short time to the elections, the president, to the election of parliament and of the presidential. and we need more time to be organized. We are afraid only of the time. Also, we talked about the late support of the administration or state and administration of, for the people in Egypt, and now for all the countries which has revolution. The state always has a late support for the people. They wait until they know who the side who win, then they support him. And we talked about that we were not happy about the first statement of her, that is, she trusts Mubarak and she trusts that he will keep the stability in Egypt.
Right. That was embarrassing. They had to run away from that one eventually. So what kinds of specific things do you want the United States to do now to help Egypt in its transition to democracy, other than recognize the winner of the election, which I think you just said? And how specifically did you ask the Secretary of State for any new help?
Actually, I don't want to help, but I want always support for the meaning of democracy, the meaning of freedom for all people, not only for Egyptians. We need a real action, not only words, to support the real revolution for freedom and for democracy in Egypt and on the Arab world. We need to support the democracy reform and freedom revolutions in all Arab world by actions, not by waiting, not by words. The change will happen in all the Egyptian, all the Arab world, maybe at the end of 2011. So that I think the states should change their strategies and to have a balance about its support towards people and towards government. Mm-hmm. They should have a balance for that. They should to know how they can listen to people, because I think the power will be with people, not with leaders. We need to open dialogue with people, with civil society, to give the civil society opportunity to have a dialogue with him, to listen to him, to support their work.
You were known as Facebook Girl during the revolution. Are you still on Facebook?
Yes, I'm still on Facebook. I will be there.
How can people follow you?
Just write my name, Isra Abdel Fattah. They will find me.
Is it in English or Arabic or both?
Yes, in English. You will find me in English, Isra Abdel Fattah.
Esra, E-S-R-A-A, Abdel.
Yes.
Fattah, F-A-T-T-A-H, also known as Facebook Girl during the Egyptian Revolution. And Neil Hicks, yes. International Policy Advisor for Human Rights First. Thank you both so much, and good luck to you, Esra.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.